Good morning. I'm Eric Whitney with Montana Morning News. Federal aviation laws up for review in the U.S. Senate could change the way states regulate air ambulances, Corin Cates-Carney reports.
Over the past year, Montana lawmakers have been searching for ways to protect consumers who get slapped with unexpected air ambulance bills that can run in the tens of thousands of dollars. But state lawmakers have been limited in what actions they can take because of federal laws. Amendments of the Federal Aviation Administration Reauthorization Act, introduced this week by Republican Senator from North Dakota John Hoeven and Montana's Democratic Senator John Tester, try to give states more control of air ambulance regulation. Tester and Hoeven's amendments could go to vote Thursday afternoon. But Tester says the amendments could face some opposition.
The holdup is it's a different way of doing business. Normally, this is all regulated from the federal government. The federal government really has not taken an interest in air ambulances, and it's been well documented in Montana and in North Dakota, and probably a lot of other states where these bills have come back way, way too high, and somebody who has insurance thinks they're covered aren't.
Last month, a federal judge overturned a North Dakota law aiming to regulate elements of air ambulance services. Under current law, states cannot regulate air ambulances' rates, routes, or services. I'm Corin Cates-Carney, Montana Public Radio.
Starting tomorrow, road segments in Yellowstone National Park will open to cars for the season, allowing access to two of the park's iconic locations. The roads going from West Yellowstone and Mammoth Hot Springs to Old Faithful and the Grand Canyon open April 15th. Entrance fees to the park will be waived for 9 days starting Saturday in celebration of National Park Week. Additional road segments in the park will open during May as road clearing operations progress. For more information on park roads, visit our website, mtpr.org. Montana officials say restrictions aren't needed along a stretch of the Boulder River near Big Timber that residents and anglers protest is being degraded by too many commercial floaters. Fish, Wildlife, and Parks officials are recommending the Montana Fish and Wildlife Commission reject a petition calling for a prohibition on commercial floating on certain days of the week and when the water drops below a certain level. The commission will consider the petition and recommend it at its meeting today in Helena. The 16 petitioners say that since 2011, pressure has increased on the river and has lasted longer through the season. They say left unchecked, the fishery is in danger. A Fish, Wildlife, and Parks investigation into the claims finds that angler use has increased, but there's no indication that trout numbers have suffered. A federal appeals court has upheld the prison sentence of a former chairman of the Chippewa Cree tribe. Bruce Sunchild was sentenced last year to 34 months in prison after he pleaded guilty to theft, accepting a bribe, and income tax evasion. Sunchild protested the length of the sentence, saying that he was only a minor player in a larger criminal scheme. The Senate Indian Affairs Committee issued a subpoena yesterday to force the Environmental Protection Agency to testify at a field hearing on a Colorado mine spill that fouled rivers in three western states last summer. Democrat John Tester and Republican Senator John Barrasso of Wyoming approved the subpoena, which orders EPA Administrator Gina McCarthy or her assistant to testify April 22nd in Phoenix. The committee is investigating a 3-million-gallon spill at Colorado's abandoned Gold King mine in August. The spill contaminated rivers in Colorado, New Mexico, and Utah, as well as the Navajo Nation and Southern Ute Reservation. A federal investigation blamed the EPA for the spill, saying an agency cleanup crew rushed its work and ended up triggering the very blowout it hoped to avoid. Barrasso and other Republicans had threatened to force McCarthy to testify at the field hearing, but backed down after the EPA said it would make other high-ranking officials available. Tester said he reluctantly agreed to the subpoena to ensure that the EPA testified at the hearing. I'm Eric Whitney.